Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
同在，恭读圣马窦福音。耶稣从山上下来，有多群众跟随他。看有一个赖病人前来叩拜耶稣，说：主，你若愿意，就能洁净我。耶稣就伸手抚摸他，说：我愿意，你洁净了吧。他的赖病立刻就洁净了。耶稣对他说：小心，不要对任何人说，但去叫司祭检验你，献上梅瑟所规定的礼物，给他们当作证据。上主的话。刚才福音前欢呼的印证这个古经，这个以撒耶先知所讲的，就是这个麦西亚要承受我们的脆弱，担荷了我们的疾病。今天我们很清晰地知道我们一切的不足耶稣已经承担了，不过很多时候会问，为什么还有这么多罪恶，还有这么多不足在我们身上呢？这样其实另一个解释就是说，耶稣愿意我们在微不足道程度之下分享着耶稣的苦难，无论是肉体上精神上，使到我们明白到我们是参与着救世的工程。耶稣来他不是只为一个人，是整个人类，不过这个人类还未完完全全归依，所以有部分我们都是参与着。所以我们的苦，我们的不足呢，可以说是耶稣知道的，他与我们分享一下，跟他一起为世界救赎。也都可以说耶稣信得过我们，将这份小小的担子给我们什么，使我们为世界救赎呢去承担。所以我们的生命呢，不是为你自己一个人的。今天保禄都说，我生活已经不是我生活，是基督在我内生活，即是你的每一个一举一动言行呢，都是参与着耶稣的生命。加上我们领圣体的时候，更加显明地你的力就是耶稣的力。耶稣愿意我们一个手继续为这世界而奉献。所以我记得昨日Georg 呢，那个 Senegal 嗰个男仔呢，系咪寻日啊？前日啊？前日佢分享，佢话大清早晨第一个要微笑。I think you remember in Senegal, Georg share he experienced the first thing you have to love in the morning, to love look at yourself.Within yourself, because God gives you life, because You forgive yourself so that you can forgive others. I think it's very important. The experience of these young people, the first thing when they say they love God, first they learn that the way God loves us, we love ourselves unconditionally. Many times we can forgive others, but not forgive yourself. But Jesus forgive us, so smile to yourself. It's what St. Paul says, whatever we have done, we have nobody. Just with the grace of God, we can go ahead. So thank the Lord that we share His life, whatever difficulties, we share the life of Christ, even though at times we have to suffer, because we understand very well these days, peace, it doesn't mean no cross. When you have peace, that means you share the life of Christ, you still will have peace. Jesus himself, no matter where he goes, he knows not everybody loves him, but he loves all, no exception, we too. And we ask the special grace that we can love all people alike. This is a special grace. And this Medjugorje. So all the five stones is helping us to love more, to love more unconditionally. And more important is live well the present moment, what I mentioned yesterday. Don't think too many things about return to Hong Kong or to Canada, then I will be better. If today you cannot be better, don't tell yourself you can be better tomorrow. And Jesus even asked you to be better tomorrow. Just live well all the moment. Tonight, who knows? Father Slavko, he died at age 52, and just he was so healthy, and he died on the Cross Mountain. So it can happen to us. Enjoy your life every moment, no matter with whom you are. Thank God that you are people, they are your angels. Even people doesn't like you, they are your angels. That's to help you to know that you have to be humble like Jesus. So we pray for one another and pray for those people who died yesterday and day after, some time ago in Hong Kong, both in Canada. Our people, what's her name? Your brother?
Alex.
Huh? Alex. So we can pray for him. Okay.